Chapter 1. "He wasn't supposed to win," Master Wren hissed. Cyrus could hear them talking in the other room of Wren's hut. Cyrus sat quietly, holding a small bowl of soup in one hand. Fenweed, a very healthy soup. A warrior's soup. It tasted like dishwater. "Well," Master Shanna said, "we can't exactly blame him, can we? For living, I mean." "He went to fight the God King," Master Hobb said. "We sent him to fight the God King." And Cyrus had gone, just as his father and his grandfather had gone. Dozens had been sent over the centuries, always from the same family. A family sheltered, protected, and hidden by the people of the land. The Sacrifice, it was called. It was how they fought back. The only way. They'd live beneath the oppressive thumb of the God King. They'd pay nearly all they had in tribute, would suffer the brutality of men like Wheelix, who up until his power grab had been only a simple tax collector. But they would make this one act of rebellion. One family hidden. One warrior each generation sent to show that the people of this land were not completely dominated. The Sacrifice didn't need to win. He wasn't expected to win. He wasn't supposed to be able to win. "Hell take me," Cyrus thought, looking down at his bowl. "Even I didn't expect to defeat him." Cyrus had gone in with the dream that maybe, if he were incredibly lucky, he'd get a single cut on the God King, make the tyrant bleed. Instead, he'd slain one of the deathless. The other room fell silent, then the whispers continued, softly enough that he couldn't hear. "I really did it," Cyrus thought. "I'm alive." It was only now beginning to sink in. He looked down, then pointedly set the bowl aside. "And that means I never have to drink this dreck again." He stood up, smiling. He had dreamed of what might happen if he actually killed the God King. He hadn't dared hope, but he'd allowed himself those dreams. He'd imagined triumph, celebrations. He'd imagined exulting in his victory. Oddly, he didn't feel exultant. Instead, he just felt free. Being the Sacrifice had dominated everything he'd ever done. But that was done with. Finally. Finally, he could figure out who he was. The person he could be when he didn't have this terrible duty weighing him down. He hesitated, then fished a small wood-bound book out of his pocket. His mother had given it to him and told him to record his thoughts each night as he travelled to the God King's castle. His mother and he were among the few in the town who could read. The Sacrifice had to be literate. Cyrus wasn't certain why. It was merely tradition. He hadn't considered it an arduous requirement. Reading and writing had come easily to him. The logbook was empty. Cyrus had never written in it, and felt foolish for ignoring his mother's suggestion. He hadn't been able to force himself to do it. He'd been marching to his death, determined to avenge his fathers who had fallen to the God King's blade. Not by killing the creature, but by fighting him, by proving that, despite what he may think, the world was not completely his. Cyrus's mother had included a charcoal pencil with the book. Cyrus raised it and turned to the first page. There, in bold letters, he wrote one sentence. "I hate fenweed soup." The door opened, and Cyrus turned to face the town's elders. Master Wren stood at their forefront, a short, bald man with a round face and red ceremonial robes now faded with age.
"Cyrus," Master Wren said, "we were wondering what it is you intend to do next."
Cyrus thought for a moment. "I intend to visit my mother," he said. "I'd assumed she'd be in the town, as it's midday. I should have gone to her hut first. She lived outside of the main cavern in the open air."
Yes, Master Wren said. "But after that..."